large pillow, and then I got one to put my knee on one side, and when I turn back on the other side, to put my knee on it. I got three pillows. Yeah, but I ain't got no bolster.
A bolster then is a pillow that...
It goes all the way across the bed.
I see. All right. On your bed, you might have a washable cover, not a sheet, but a cover, and not a blanket, but something else. What else do you have that you sleep under in cold weather?
I use my electric blanket.
Okay.
Quilt? We got quilts, yeah.
Okay,
not but easy. I don't use no quilt. And I'm saying I do.
Do you, is a quilt pieced? Is it made little pieces of cloth sewn together? Okay, now, what about, suppose it were like that, only it was tied. Would you call it anything else?
What you call that?
Comforter.
Comforter. You gotta have a comforter, you know.
Are comforters heavier than a
quilt? Yeah, it's thicker, you know. You make them with feathers on them, or you make them with cotton in them.
Is it sort of foofy?
Oh, yeah.
I see. All right. Do you ever sleep in a bed on the floor?
Yeah, it's called a trundle bed.
What about if there wasn't even a bed? You just had some covers on the floor.
Oh, yeah, I've done that too. Pallet. Yeah, I've had all kind of them.
You even slept at the foot of the bed, didn't you?
Land that's very rich and good for planting things. That land is really...
Well, I would say it's mighty good piece of land. Mighty rich or something like that.
Okay,
I don't
would
know.
You ever say it's fur?
Fertile.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't know that.
Okay. What do you call the flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Call it bottom land.
Bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind that's flooded in the spring, usually. All right. What about low-lying grassland?
Well, I don't know. I just got mine in pasture.
Okay. Would you ever call that a meadow?
No, I call a meadow. I cut hay.
Meadow would be where you would have hay. Okay. A piece of land where water stands all the time is a.
Well, it might a swamp that we call a swamp like, but just it gets just mighty wet, soggy old land. Ain't no good for that.
Okay. Would you think of a swamp as having undergrowth on it? Or being open land.
No, I'm not.